The lab tables in here look official, with beepers, pipettes, and fancy-looking equipment. But the walls look like an artist's studio, with huge graffiti murals.
Are you guys gonna need autoclaving? Because we're ready to start the autoclave.
The autoclave is a pressurized heating chamber. Maggie Rishani, who's working on a team developing vegan cheese, offers to double up with the group extracting DNA from mushrooms.
We share everything here.
Counterculture Labs has about 35 dues-paying members and dozens of volunteers. Tamari Kurtadze has been coming here while she searches for a job in chemical engineering. She says it keeps her skills fresh and it's a chance to learn from and teach people.
If you're interested and you're willing to do something, we are welcoming to people. I've seen other hackerspaces where they require you to take certain classes before they allow you to do anything.
Looks like it's resuming. So I don't think we have to do anything else. We'll just go ahead and close the lid and call it good.
Cool.
The projects are as varied as the participants. In addition to developing vegan cheese, another group is trying to make an eco-friendly sunscreen. And the focus of tonight's weekly meeting is the Open Insulin Project.
The goal is to make and purify human insulin. And we want to do that in the simplest and least expensive way possible.
Anthony DeFranco helped start the Open Insulin Project. He's a type 1 diabetic himself, which means he needs to use insulin to balance his blood sugar. Here in the lab, he and the team are using E. coli to try and produce something biologically similar to insulin.
The first synthetic insulin was E. coli-based, and there's a whole lineage of techniques that subsequently developed.
Today, a group of volunteers is shining an ultraviolet light onto a Petri dish. If they see a green fluorescent glow, it's a protein, and it could be attached to an insulin precursor.
So the little bit of glowiness is maybe a sign that our E. coli has made the proinsulin stuff.
DeFranco knows this whole idea might not work. But whatever discoveries come out of the group work here will be open source. That means the data will be available online for anyone to use. Patrick Dozelier is a chair and a founding member of Counterculture Labs. He says the team hopes to supplement the global supply of insulin.
There's entire countries that run out of insulin for months in a row, which is essentially a death sentence for a type 1 diabetic.
A 2015 report from the World Health Organization found three-quarters of low-income countries and almost half of lower-middle-income countries did not have insulin available in the public health sector. Dozelier is a disruptor at heart. He hopes several companies will take the lab's techniques and produce more generic insulin, driving down the price all over the globe.
There's so many factors here that make this a very ambitious project.
Dr. Carl Peck teaches at UC San Francisco and was formerly the head of the FDA's Center for Drug Evaluation and Research. He says he's skeptical that whatever comes of the Open Insulin Project could eventually make it to consumers. Developing and marketing a new drug can cost up to $1 billion, he says. Even a basic generic will cost tens of millions.
Think about their end goal and what the obstacles are to get there. And it's going to be money, it's going to be regulation, and it's going to be ultimately their own responsibility in developing a safe product that actually works.
The folks at Counterculture Lab say if they did get far enough to develop a product, they plan to partner with an established lab for clinical trials. And they're collaborating with another DIY lab in Sunnyvale. DeFranco says opening up the process is almost as significant as the result.
We're showing that people can do this on a very small scale, and we're documenting how that's done and sharing that information.
It may seem far-fetched, but here in the Bay Area, this is how a lot of the things that rule the world got started. And if they don't succeed at making insulin, there's always vegan cheese. I'm Andrew Stelzer in Oakland.